of God, word by word by word. I thank you, Brother David. I thank you for coming. I thank you all for backing him up, and I just seen so much that I'm going to do that. Yeah. You gotta, I'm going to be getting upset. And come to Wentzville, 2494 Hopewell. 63385. Praise the Lord. So at this time, we're going to let Brother him have all the time. And I know the Lord is going to use him because we are waiting, Lord. We're waiting to hear from you.
Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on and give the Lord some praise. Come on, you can do better than that for Jesus. Come on, stand to your feet and give the Lord some praise up in here. Come on and magnify our God. He's worthy of the praise on tonight. Come on, give him some praise, give him some praise, give him some praise. Do I have any real praisers in this house? Any real worshipers in this house? Come on and give God a worship. Come on and give God a praise. If God has done anything for you, come on and magnify him. Come on and lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout glory. Glory. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise as you be seated. Look at somebody and say, I come to have church on tonight. If you really mean it, look at them again. Tell them, look at me eyeball to eyeball. Tell them, look at me eyeball to eyeball. Tell them, I come to have church. Oh, y'all ain't saying it. So look at somebody and say, I come to have church. I come to have church on tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You can get what you want from the Lord on tonight. Song said, I got just what I wanted. Holy Ghost, what I wanted. Salvation, what I wanted. Deliverance, what I wanted. A miracle is what I wanted. You can get what you want from the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior, my Lord, my God, my everything. As Mother Liz would say, he's my everything. My everything, my everything. My wrote the life note I'm talking about. Everything, everything. He is my everything. Praise the Lord. All right, Brother Leon. Brother Leon, I have you shouting in a minute. Well, praise the Lord. But we give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ and thank God for this great pastor of this great church, Pastor Celeste Davis. Come on, give her a big hand clap. What a great woman of God. And I'm not saying that just because she's here. I say that everywhere I go, she is a great woman of God. And man, when people tell me, I say, I'm going to Wentzville, she don't know how many preachers. You think I could get in there, Doc? No. This great work here in Wentzville is spoken of throughout and around the country, whether you know it or not. And I places I go to, I share with them who you are, the great church here. And though I might not go to the next place, they go to the next place and share who you are. And preachers, Brother Ford, Brother Richardson in Arkansas, Osceola, Bishop Nathaniel Bond, David Terrell, different ones. They've heard about you. Praise the Lord. There's a work going on in Wentzville, Missouri. God is moving by his spirit. That's right, sister, he deserves it. You know, coming from, I told some preachers, I said it, it came from a little old house. I mean, when we started out, I say we, like I was here when it first started. I felt like I was with you. But when we first started preaching, I always remember that row, just one little row in the middle. And man, I remember having revival and knocking over all them chairs. Y'all remember that? God moved. And it's just the move of God and the tenacity, the the fight that you all had, led by this great woman of God, to come to this point, it speaks volumes of what God has done in your life. I know there's many people, would to God they had a church this beautiful. I'm talking about men of God that have been preaching a long time, long time. We've been in places, and some of the saints can tell you, I preached at a lot of different churches. I've been at places where they got buckets sitting around catching water. If you jump too much on the pulpit, you feel like it's going to cave in. You go to the bathroom and you're scared to even use it. I mean, some of the saints can tell you, they tell you I done took them to some places. That's right. And not to speak ill or bad of them, but it just speaks to how God has blessed y'all here. And you ought to be thankful. And the hospitality that you show toward me when you come here. I've been to places that people don't even care about the preacher. He come in, they, you know, he going to pay for his own room, and they going to get half the offering when he leave. Y'all don't believe that it's happened to me. I had a preacher tell me when I left, he said, well, doc, this ain't much. We'll send you the rest in the mail. And I paid all my gas to get there, paid for my hotel room, and got just about enough gas to get back home. That's how much the offering was. And y'all know I ain't never preached for money. I never come to a church and solicit what I get, I'm happy with. But I don't believe you should take advantage of the gift of God and men of God that come into the church, women of God, to do the will of God. The Bible said, muzzle not the ox that treadeth out the corn. I can't get no help in here. Praise the Lord. You ought to be willing to give and be a help. And y'all have always done that. You've always been a blessing to me. But that preacher told me I'm going to send the money to you. And I never got it. And he called me back the next year to preach again. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? They know they did you wrong, but they want you to come back and labor again. Well, I went back. Because I don't preach for money. I did let him know, you know, about it, situation, though. You know, God has gifted me to say things that would normally be mean. I can say it real nice and get my point across. You know, you just put a good little smile on your face. And you talk real polite. They know it's cutting to the quick. But they know what you mean. But I just thank God for this church. Y'all have a dynamic church, a dynamic group of people here. And y'all, this is a beautiful church. The family, it's just beautiful. The spirit that we feel here. I was telling some of the saints, when I come here, prayer's going on. We've gone to many churches where prayer has been totally snatched out of the churches. The enemy has come in and taken the very thing that causes revival, that brings the anointing, that causes breakthroughs, that brings salvation. Prayer is where it's at. And as I told Sister Davis, Brother Al and I have talked about it, that going to churches and people don't pray anymore. And I don't understand how people can expect to get a real move of God with no prayer. It's just not possible. You got to call on him, seek him. And that's his program. You say, well, why? You don't ask him why. You just do it. You know, the Lord told Israel that, and I'm going to get on in a minute, told Israel that he was going to bless them, and the force of the Gentiles was going to come to them. You've read it. And how he was going to bless them. But he went on down and said, I will yet be inquired of Israel for this. In other words, I'm going to do something, and I've made a proclamation. I've told you what I'm going to do, but I need you to inquire of me for that. In other words, God is telling us, yes, you've received a word, but I need you to pray on it. I need you to ask me for it. I need you to petition me. That's how he set it up. It wasn't me that set it up or you, but it's God's program. Ain't no use us asking God, why we got to do it this way? How come not? Just do what thus saith the Lord. He don't run according to our rule. We run according to his. Praise the Lord. Let me get on to the word, but I wanted to say how much I appreciate you, Sister Davis. You are an inspiration. I'm telling you. You don't even know. Sometimes the enemy might batter you and try to make you feel like, well, I'm just, you don't even know the half of what you've done in people's lives and the impact. I was watching you dance last night. I said, Lord, help me. If you allow me to get to that age, help me to be able to dance like Sister Davis. Praise the Lord, somebody. I'm here to tell you. I know people her age. Y'all do too. My wife works at a nursing home. Yeah, I see them. It ain't just nursing home at the church. Praise the Lord. So I said, Lord, if you could do it for Sister Davis, I'm believing that you could do it for me. I said, now that when y'all seen her dancing, you better take note. She did something right. That's right. You don't do that unless you've been doing something right. Praise the Lord. So I do. I thank God for her and her husband, her companion, Brother Davis, and in his absence, we thank God for him and all the great men and women of God that make up this church. Of course, Sister Pastor Brother Al and his wife, Sister Tawana, we thank God for her. Praise the Lord. I don't see her here tonight. Is she here? No. Oh, okay, she's here. Yeah, they made me some good old chicken salad today. Praise the Lord. It was good. I couldn't hardly eat it. It was so good. But I thank God for Brother Al and just all the saints here, and it's just good family atmosphere. And of course all the saints from Road to Life Church, Sparta, Illinois, 402 East Mound Street, 62286 P.O. Box. <No. laughs> But we do, we thank God for the church that coming up. Of course, Brother Michael, Minister Michael Nance coming back up, and his wife, Sister Jamaria. Thank God for Sister Charlene, Sister Ann, Brother Logan. Praise the Lord for him. Thank God for, of course, Minister Leon Richardson. God bless you, sir. Praise the Lord. It's good to see you in the house of God. And thank God for Sister Rosita. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Next time they come, I'm going to have them sing for y'all. And before I go on to talk about him, we thank God for that testimony right there. Great testimony. Sister Cassandra Traylor, she is a warrior, y'all, a fighter. And she ain't going to let nothing hold her back. And I thank God. You don't find too many people to come out the hospital and then make it to church. Most people are going to make that an excuse for not coming to church. Well, you know I just got out the hospital, don't you? Praise the Lord. But for her to be here tonight speaks to her faith, her drive for the Lord. God going to bless her for it. I want to make this announcement before we move on. Minister Leon Richardson will be coming out with a... Yeah, I got to tell him, brother. He's a recording artist now. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord, you'll get his first single on iTunes, and we'll pass all the information along, and then he's got about 50 more songs after that. He writes songs, and God has blessed him, and it's just awesome to what God has done for him. And I'm his producer. And so, no, I'm just to help to push him on. I just try to push him because he got a gift in his life. And all the men and women of God, I love to push them. And, you know, I may not need a reward here, but somewhere it's been recorded in heaven. God is making a record of it. And I thank God for all the souls that he touched. God's going to put that on my account. Everybody you win to the Lord, when they win people to the Lord, it's put on your account in heaven. The Bible said there was a time that the books were open, and God has a written down ledger of what you have done. And it's not just what you done. It's what those who you've won to Christ, those who you've been a blessing to, is written down on your account. Don't you want it written down for you? I do. Praise the Lord. So we love you tonight. Let's go to the Word of God. We're not going to be before you very long, as we have a service tomorrow. Be our final service here. And we pray that, I got it, thank you. We pray that we've been a blessing so far. And we're looking for God to move tonight. And as Brother Al said, yeah, invite somebody out. I believe God is in the healing and the soul-saving business. And he's proven that he will do it. If you have your Bibles tonight, if you can, turn with me to the book of Revelations. We're just going to say what thus saith the Lord and move out of the way. Is that all right? Revelations chapter 3. Revelations chapter 3 and verse 7. When you have it, say amen. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the what? The keys of David. That's me. He that openeth, and no man what? Shutteth, and no man openeth. You need to please take note of that. That no man is shutting it, and no man is opening it. Okay? No, notice that it says man. It didn't say God. It's no man. And to the women, that means you. No man, no woe man. All right. And I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. Somebody shout, open door. No man, and no man, and no man, and no man, and no man. No man, not the doctor man, not the lawyer man, not the judge man, not the preacher man, not the prophet man, not the apostle man, no man, no man. When God opened a door for you, no man can shut the door that God opens for you. I don't care who it is. I don't care what their title is. I don't care who they think it is. They will not shut the door on you. That's why Sister Davis is still here. There's been a lot of men who said she couldn't make it. They spoke down on her because she was a woman pastor, but they can't shut the door that God opens. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your gender is. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. When God opens a door for you, it's over with. Can't nobody do nothing about that or nothing with you. God opened that door. Remember that. No man can shut it, for thou hast had a little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. The book of John. John chapter 10. In verse 1. Verily, verily. I'm sorry, do you have it? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a what? And a robber. But he that, man, I like that, and a robber. You ain't just a thief, but you're a thief and a robber. You know, the Bible said in the book of Malachi, wherefore have you robbed me in tithe and offering? Didn't he say it? Y'all read that, didn't you? So you just a robber then, but the Bible said here, you just a robber, you a thief and a robber. Man, just be a robber. Don't be a thief and a robber. But he that entered in, not in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they, what? Understood not. Take note of that. What things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Thank you, Jesus. One more reading of scripture and we'll pray. Matthew chapter 16. Chapter 16 of the book of Matthew, and verse 16. Well, let's start up here at verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose, somebody say loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we love you tonight. We honor you. We praise you. We magnify your holy name. You're so worthy to be praised. There's absolutely none like you. You're God alone. We thank you for your mercy, for your grace, for your kindness that you have bestowed upon us. For truly you've been good. God, worthy to be praised and magnified. And I lift you up tonight. And I ask you, Jesus, to move by your spirit, by your anointing. Help me to speak as an oracle of God. Make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer. God, use me to help this your people. We need the Holy Ghost tonight. We need your power to break every yoke, every chain, and every shackle. To loosen every bondage. Help us all to leave better than we came. God, if we're down and out in our spirit, help us to leave full of joy. God, peace that surpasses all understanding. We need a healing in our body. Help us to leave her healed tonight. Delivered tonight. Lord, we can't do it, but you can. Lord, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Send your strength tonight, Lord. Send your anointing in this place. Oh, God, for your glory, for your honor, for your praise, Lord. Let it be so right now. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise on tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The title to the message tonight is I Set Before You an Open Door. I Set Before You an Open Door. I'm going to take my time and run through the aisles. I may not. Is that all right? But I believe if you can get the message tonight, you're going to be blessed whether I run or not. The word door means a point or a means of access for participation or an opportunity. It gives access, allows you to participate, or it gives you an opportunity. A door either can grant access to someone, or it can deny access to someone, or for something. You may want to get some information that is going to help you. There's a doorway to get to that point. The Bible said in the book of Revelations 3:7, I set before you an open door. The Lord began to deal with me on last night. I had this message a couple of days ago, and God began to deal with me further on it this today, that the door represents seasons, opportunities for miracles, for deliverance, for transformation. But it's only seen by revelation. This door that the Lord has given up, it's not seen by everyone. Jesus began to talk in John 10:1. He said, I am the door. And when he began to explain to them that I am the door, he began to let them know I'm the door to the sheepfold. He said to me, the porter will open. The sheep will follow me and go in and out and find pasture. But the Bible says in verse 6, as he explained it to them, they didn't understand it still. Why? Because it was a revelation. When Jesus came on the scene, they didn't know who he was. The Bible said he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Many people have received religion, but they have not received Jesus. They have received their denomination, but they have not received Jesus. They have received their pastors and their teachers, but they have not yet received Jesus. They know all about Bishop Jakes, and I ain't got nothing against him, or about Rod Parsley in the rest. But when you begin to ask them about Jesus, and do they really know him for themselves? They don't know him for themselves. I'm here to tell you, you can't ride on your pastor's coattail. You can't ride on apostle's coattail. You got to know the Lord for yourself. You got to have a personal relationship for yourself, because there's going to come a time in your life, late in the midnight hour, you can't call Pastor Davis. There's going to come a time you can't call Pastor David. But you got a direct line to Jesus for yourself. The Bible said he's always ready to hear your cry. His eyes are over the righteous. His ears are open. He's listening early in the morning, late at night. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. He hears the cry of the righteous. But you got to know him. When I say Road to Life Church, 402 East Mountain Street, 443 or 618, 443, 4158, that's because I know where it's at. I don't have to just quote that, but I can direct you there. I can tell you what the building looks like. I can tell you where my office is. I can tell you how many pews is in the place. I can tell you the square footage of the place. You know why? I know all about that place. But when you know Jesus for yourself, you don't need somebody to come and explain for you who he is, because I know him for myself. Thank God for the rest. Davis has, but now I got a revelation. Now I got an understanding. Now I got wisdom of who he is. The Bible said, if y'all can remember, talked about this woman. Talked about this woman. That's much better. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! You ever felt relief? I feel it now. This woman, Jesus talked about, he met her at the well. Y'all remember the story? When he met the woman at the well, the Bible said that after he touched her life and began to reveal himself to her, she didn't know who he was, because she said the Messiah coming, and when he come, he's going to tell us all things. But she didn't know. She knew about the Messiah, but you need the Messiah to be revealed. And the Bible said, he said, I that speak unto thee am he. I'm the one that you're talking to. I am the Messiah. The Bible said, he dropped her water pots and she ran into the city. What some of us need to do is drop our water pots. We need to drop what we're doing and run into the city and say, come see a man that told me everything I've done. Is this not the Christ? Come and see about this man who healed me, who delivered me, who saved me, and set me free. Many of us got testimonies, but we holding it to ourselves. We ain't told nobody about it, but there's some people waiting on you to tell them about their testimony, about how good God is. Ain't no use of us being lights to one another. We need to be lights to a dark and desolate generation of the people out there that's needing help. They need your testimony. They need my testimony. The Bible said that she went on into the city. She said, come see a man. They told me everything I've done. Is this not the Christ? And they said, the Bible said they believed on him because of her word. But then when they had an encounter with him for themselves, they said, first we believed on him because of what the woman said. But now we believe because we've heard him for ourselves. Until you hear him for yourself. And I'm not talking about just a preacher preaching to you. Until God begins to speak to you in your prayer closet. Until God causes the writing on the pages of the Bible to come off the pages and leap into your heart and become alive in you. You're not going to know him for yourself. Hallelujah. So, John 10:6 said, they didn't understand. And 10 and 7 and 9, Jesus said, I am the door. He revealed himself. And they still didn't receive him. The Bible said in John 10:19, they said, look, this man is mad. He's a lunatic. He's crazy. They said he had a devil after he revealed, I'm the door. I'm the miracle. I'm your hope. They said he's mad and he has a devil. What does that tell me? Jesus has to be revealed. The door is not open to everybody. Lord, help me tonight. It's not open to everybody. He must be revealed personally to you. This is why Jesus said in the book of Matthew, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Who am I? Who is everybody saying I am? Some say you're the Catholic priest. Some say you're the Church of God in Christ bishop. Some, you know, people go say he's here, there, and everywhere. He said, some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Elias or another prophet of Jeremiah. He said, now, I don't want to know what everybody else is saying, but who do you say? What are you saying? Peter said, look here, I know who you are. He said, I know you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, blessed are thou, Simon, son of Jonas. He said, for flesh and blood have not revealed this unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven, you have received a revelation of who I am. And upon this rock, upon this revelation, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It's a revelation that he received of who he was. This revelation, he said, I give unto you keys. Brother Al, I need your keys. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I give unto you some keys. Keys to the kingdom. He said, I give you some keys to get in. See, some of us, we don't know the keys we got in our hand. You got some keys on your side dingling. You got some keys. God done gave y'all some keys. You might not have known it, but when you came in, you had access to the kingdom of God. You had some keys. What is the access? The Bible said in Romans 5:1, by faith we have access into this grace wherein we now stand. You said, I don't have key. Yes, you do. Faith. Key. This Bible said it's access and the way you need to go to. And everybody has received the measure of faith. You have received faith. You got keys in your hands. You said, Brother David, what's another key? Well, the Bible said in the book of Psalms, he said, enter into his courts, his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. What is a key? Your thanksgiving. Your praise. When you come into church, I just thank you, Lord. I know I'm broke, but I thank you. I know I'm going through one, but I thank you. I got some keys. I got to get on into the kingdom. And one of my keys is to be thankful. It's the access code. You can push them buttons and get into the kingdom. But you got keys now. That's how you get in. Jesus said, I'm the door. Now, getting into the crux of my message. You got keys. This is what the Lord showed me at the beginning of the summer. The saints of the Road to Life can tell you. You got to rise up, though. You can't sit there and expect God to move for you. You got to rise up from where you at. The Bible said, arise and shine, for thy light has come. And the glory of the Lord. Somewhere you got to rise up. Somewhere you got to move into a higher place in the Lord. You can't keep on sitting there. What did the four lepers say? Why sit we here and die? Why am I going to sit here bound in my mind going through? I refuse, brother Al. If somebody else want to sit there in that seat and do nothing, I can't do it. I'm going to get up from here. Why? Because there's bread in the city. There's food in the city. There's help in the city. There's deliverance in the city. There's salvation in the city. There's Holy Ghost there. I'm going to get up from where I'm at. I'm tired of going through. I'm tired of being bound. I'm tired of being sad. I'm tired of going through in my mind. I'm going to get up from here and going into the city. Hallelujah.
So, you got to get up. You got to rise up. What's your name, sister in the blue? I'm sorry. What is it? Y'all got so many sisters, I'll get y'all mixed up. I just didn't want to call you the wrong one.
You got to rise up. Okay, I'm up here. I'm just going to talk to y'all tonight. I'm up here. And I know there's a door for you. God has shown me that God going to use you in a mighty way. He has shown me that your mouth has victory in it, that it can win souls. He has shown me that the same thing that was in your mama is in you. He showed me that there's a gift in your life, that if you will just access that gift, you will see an overflow of God's blessing. God showed me a long time ago that there's ministry in your belly. You heard me prophesy that to you, that God will use you to speak his word. But you can't access that unless you rise up. I'm just going to show you something real quick. I'm up here. I can see it. I can see God has set before you an open door. I can see it in all of y'all. Some I can see it more than others. Sister Davis, you can see it. God give us a revelation of your life. Not because we're so great, but the position of the pastor. God got to show him the sheep. God got to show them the people. What kind of the pastor is it? And they don't know the sheep. They don't know nothing about the people. Now, God got to give me a revelation of your life so I can push you into that place. So I can say, come on, get up from there. Move on into what God calls you. Stop sitting here. Get up and obey God. You know, pastors sometimes, they got to. You got to do what you got to do to help them move. Because whether you know it or not, we done came into what God has for us. We done came into the move of God. But you have not gotten there yet. But I can help you get there. I can help push you. I can help press you into that place. You got to get that press, that mind. And I'm going to get up from where I'm at right now. You need a miracle, I'm going to push you there. You need a breakthrough, I'm going to push you in. Why? Because it's for you. That miracle belongs to you. The Holy Ghost, the promise of God belongs to you. As many as the Lord thy God should call for your children, them that are fallen. But I'm up here. Come up higher. Turn ye northward. You got to come to a higher place to see it. You can't see that door sitting down. You can't see that door sitting here. I'm using trying to give you understanding. Sitting down low, you can't see that door. The only way you're going to be able to see that door, you got to come up where that person is at.
what Jesus, what did Zacchaeus do? He couldn't see Jesus. He had to climb up in the tree. He said, I can't see him, but I'm going to do what I got to do to see him. If I got to climb up in this tree to be able to see my Lord. And what did the Lord say? This day I'm coming to your house. This day I'm going to come deliver your house. This day I'm coming to you, Zacchaeus, because you decided to go up higher. Look at your neighbor and say, you better get up higher. You better go up high. You sitting too low right now. You better get up high, sister. You better get up high. You better get up high. So what did Zacchaeus got up? What some of y'all need to do? Get up. Walk up them steps. And say, Sister Davis, where is that door? You done talked to me about the door. You got to come up here. So I'm up here. I can see the door. But you can't. And I can see the door is open. It's back here. You can't see it. Y'all get where I'm coming from? You got to rise up to a certain level. You got to rise up to a certain place. You got to say, Lord, I'm sad, tired, and upset about being where I'm at right now. You can't get used to being sick. You can't get used to being depressed. You can't be used to being dried up, all frustrated. You got to get mad at the devil. You got to say, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. I can't sit here no longer. Everybody else can sit there, but I can't do it. Make it up in my mind. I'm going where my blessings is at. So you come up here, you say, I know Pastor David said there's a blessing somewhere up here. I'm seeking for it. I'm up here now, Jesus. I'm looking for you. I'm feeling after you that perhaps I might find you, though you be not far from any of us. I'm seeking you. There's a door up here. There's a revelation. There's an understanding. I need a miracle. There's a revelation. I need a healing. My children need saved. There's a door for that. And I got the keys to get them saved. There's a miracle door. I got the keys. There's a deliverance door. There's a revival door. And I got keys now. I got to go through this door. But I got to find the door. See, it's a revelation. So the door is open. Or it's locked. But God has given me a key. This is the key that gives access to Sister Davis' office. And I got it. I got the key. So whatever's back there, guess who got access? But you know what? I ain't greedy. I want you to have access to it. The Bible says Jesus told Peter, I give unto you the. Don't you be greedy though, Peter. He said, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom. And the Bible said when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they was in one place, in one accord, and they got up and began to speak in other tongues. Peter stood up and said, these are not drunken as you suppose, but this is but the first, fourth hour, third hour of the day. He said that, but then you go on down. Peter opened this same revelation to the Jew, the Gentile, and to the Samaritan. He had keys to open it to all three nations that was on the earth. Nobody else had them keys, but Peter was the only one that could open that thing to them. God gave them keys, but Peter said, I ain't greedy. I want all y'all to get what I got. I want all y'all to have what I got. And that's what Sister Davis has been trying to show you for many years. I ain't greedy. The same healing that's in my hands. I want all y'all to have it. No wonder Moses said, I would that all God's people would prophesy. I would that all y'all would have the same anointing. Man, I'm a preacher. It don't bother me. Brother Michael, God use him. Brother Leon, God, yeah. I ain't greedy with it. Lord, that's going to help me out. One could put 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000. I need help. So, Sister Gwen, rise up. Right now. Come up hither. Come up hither. Rise up. Rise up. Rise up. Come up here. Rise up. Go back in there in that door that's open to you. There's a blessing on that desk. Just get one of them. Blessing. Sister Gwen done found access. I'm just trying to show y'all a good point tonight. Come on back out, Sister Gwen. If you could go in and out and find green pastures, don't stay there. Praise the Lord. There's a blessing. You can't, yeah, just one of them. Don't get all of them. Hold up your blessing to the people, Sister Gwen. Praise the Lord. There's a blessing. There's a blessing back there. But she had to rise up to get the blessing. You could go back down. You're going in and out. Somebody else going to get a blessing now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, but you got to get up to get it. You can't, no. You can't sit there and just say, no, Lord, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to get my. I'm going to just be lazy. I ain't going to come to prayer. I ain't going to fast when the pastor say fast. I ain't going to read my Bible, but I'm going to get my blessing. No, you got to rise up from that seat and do nothing. You got to obey the pastor. When she say it's time to fast, you got to obey God. You got to do what God telling you to do. So, Tawana, rise up. Come on up here, Sister Tawana. Come on up here. Come on, she ain't running. She's running to get, going back to get one of them, only one of them. There's an access back there. There's an access back there. You can get a blessing. You say, what's going on here? I'm trying to show you that if you'll go through the door, there's something back there for you. If you'll go through the door, there's a blessing back there. There's a blessing. There's a move of God. But you got to get up and you got to do what Sister Tawana did. You got to run. You got to run. You got to run. You got to get your blessing. Access. The thing you got to realize, the door is open. It's a season that the Lord has swung the door wide open. He swung the door open. If the door was closed, there was a time the door was closed and we couldn't get in there. When Jesus came on the scene, the door was closed to the Gentiles. But when Jesus came on, he opened that door to the Gentiles wide open. Now we got access. We can get to Jesus. The veil has been rent. I can go behind the veil. I can get to my Lord. I don't have to go through some priest. I don't have to go through some man. I got access for myself.
Look at somebody say, I got access
for myself. I can get to him. I can get my blessing. I just got to get up. I got to rise up. Sister Cassandra, you want a blessing? Rise up. Rise up, Sister Cassandra. Praise the Lord. Rise on up. Come on up hither. You can do it. Come on up. Carry whatever you need to carry. I don't care what you got. Come on up here in the name of Jesus. You can do it. 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 God brought you here today for a reason. God brought you here for a reason, Sister Cassandra. He told me he was going to bless you in your body. Hallelujah. Come on back here and get this blessing. Come on back here. Now, you're going to have to go all the way. You're going to have to go all the way. Y'all with me? Somebody give God praise. Somebody give God praise. There's more than this financial blessing. God going to heal your body. God going to heal your body. Go ahead and get it. Go ahead and get it. Go ahead and get it. That belongs to you. That belongs to you. Come on, Sister Cassandra. Come on, Sister Cassandra. Come on, Sister Cassandra. You all right? Come on. Come on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to stop right there, Sister Cassandra. Stop right there. Hold your blessing up. 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 Not that blessing, but your miracle blessing. In the name of Jesus, your miracle in your body, your miracle in your body, your miracle in your kidneys, your miracle right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Lord. God, by your power, God, by your anointing, it is so. Every step she took was a step of faith. Every step she took was a step toward her blessing. God, in the name of Jesus, it's so. It's so, 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 it's so. Somebody ought to give God praise. Go ahead and praise God with her. Go ahead and praise God with her. God is touching your body right now. right now because you decided, Lord, I ain't going to let it hinder me. I ain't going to let it stop me. I refuse. I'm not going to stay in my house. I'm going to Winsfield tonight, and I'm not going to stay in that chair. I'm coming up here to get my blessing. I'm coming up here to get my breakthrough. I'm coming up here to get my deliverance. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Brother Michael. What am I saying? You said, what are you saying, Pastor? Brother David, I'm telling you that access is granted. Look at somebody say, access granted. Access granted, Sister Davis. I know you do. I know you do. Access is granted. Access is granted. Access has been granted. Access. I know y'all waiting on who I'm going to call next. That's all. That's all back there. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm showing you a point that, look here, you got some keys. God has given you some keys to get to the kingdom, to get to the blessing of the Lord. God has given you what you need to get there. Getting ready to close. Sister Cassandra, watch God. I see you every day right now as you're sitting there in your seat. I see you every day getting better. And I'm going to tell you why. Because of tonight. Because of tonight. The door was open tonight. The door swung open. The door was open. The door was open. The door is open. The door is open. Yes, Lord. I'm just wondering who going to step through. Who make it up in their mind. I'm stepping through that door. I'm stepping through what God is planned and ordained for me. Let me finish up. I'm almost done. Hallelujah. How many feel the victory? Listen. Man, when that door comes, you can feel that anxiety, the anxiousness. The door is close. Man, when that door came down, and that door came in the womb of a virgin called Mary, that door came in and came on the scene, and the Bible said Anna the prophetess was waiting. She was just waiting there. She said, the door has come. The door has come. See, the Lord is showing us the time has come, and now he is. Revival is breaking out. God is moving. It might not be for everybody, but for those sitting here tonight, God showed me he's ready to move. He's ready to stir you. He's ready to revive you. The door has come. Jesus said, I'm the door. He said, I'm the door. He said, the Pharisees came, Sadducees came, everybody else came. He said, but they couldn't do what I could do. He said, I am the door. They said, Lord, how can we know the way? He said, I'm the way too. I'm the door and I'm the way through. I am the door. You understand that when you got saved, there was an access granted to you. Y'all remember when Joshua took over from Moses and began to lead the children of Israel? The Bible said they went to the brink of Jordan. They had the Levites put their feet in the very on the very beginning of the Jordan, and they had the Ark of the Covenant coming after. And the Bible said the water. That, of course, y'all have read it. And y'all Bible studiers and know the word that Jordan represents death. It represents baptism. Just like we baptized in Jesus, buried with him in baptism, raised in the likeness of his resurrection. They went through the Jordan buried, but when they got across Jordan, there was still a wall that was blocking them from going on into their Canaan land. Jericho, the Bible said, was walled up to where none came in and none left out. There was no access granted. You couldn't get in. Now, just think about that. They done went all this way, like some of y'all. Then went all this way, came through hell and high water. Oh, Lord. Going through in your mind, struggling. Got to the house of God. And there was a wall up there.
Like, Lord, I done came all the way here. And this wall is here too. You know what you need to make up in your mind? Can't nothing stop me. I don't care how high the wall is. I don't care how thick the wall is. I'm not going to let nothing happen. Look at somebody say, ain't nothing going to stop me. I done came too far. I done came too far. Ain't nothing going to stop me. I done came too far. So wide. Joshua said, what are we going to do? I can't get in there. Behind that wall is my miracle. Mm-hmm. Behind that wall is salvation for my family. Behind that wall is revival for my ministry. Behind that wall, I got to get behind that wall. Lord, what must I do? The Lord said, we're going to get that wall down, Joshua. He said, what I want y'all to do, I want you to get some singers. I want you to get some praises. Y'all got access through praise. He said, there's some access for the come. He said, I want you to praise me with all your might. I want you to get some trumpets. And I want you to begin to blow the trumpet. He said, I want you to do something strange. Hallelujah. Y'all don't hear me. See, God will take the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. See, we sit in church trying to be pretty. We sit in church trying to be something for one another. Don't want everybody to think we're crazy. Well, once you get the Holy Ghost, you're crazy. Why am I saying that? I don't have my mind. Holy Ghost got my mind. My mind is gone. Lord, take over my mind. Whatever you say, that's what I'm going to do. So the Lord told him, like, where my sister at? Lord told him, you're going to march around 7 times, 6 times, and on that 7th time, he said, you're going to march around 7 times. One, somebody shout one. Marched around the wall, came back on that 1st time, looked up, the wall is still up. Anybody ever looked up and your wall is still up? The problem is still there. But they kept on marching. They kept on obeying the word of God. What am I saying? Keep on praising him. It might not look like it's happening, but if you'll keep on praising God, somewhere the change is coming. It might feel like, well, I'm the only one marching. Keep on marching. They're going to join in with you after a while. Somebody else going to get the point. They're going to get the hint. And he just kept on marching. On the 2nd time, looked like nothing going to happen. But he said, I got to keep on doing it. Obey God. Do what God tell you to do. Obey the word of the Lord. So he kept on marching. The army kept on marching. Hallelujah. So look at God. God is sitting in heaven saying, I wonder if they're going to obey me. I wonder if they're going to keep on coming to Revival Center. I wonder if they're going to keep on coming to them prayer services when ain't nobody else coming. I wonder if they going to fast when the pastor say fast. I wonder if they, whoa, if they going to pray when the pastor say pray. I wonder if they going to come when it's revival time. I wonder if they going to praise me when it's time. They looked up and it was about 5. It was about 5. Walls still ain't came down. Yeah, Brother Leon, look like somebody getting a hit on tonight. Look like somebody getting the answer tonight. God getting ready to move. God getting ready to move. God is getting ready to move. God is getting ready to move. Come on and keep marching. 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 Look like we on the 6 here. Wall still ain't coming down. 6 is the number of man. But I won't stop because man said it. I'm going to keep on going. I believe 7 is God's perfect number. I believe 7 will get it done for me. I believe 7 will get my miracle. I believe 7 will get my soul saved. I believe 7 will get me baptized in the Holy Ghost. I believe 7 will bring revival. We on the 7th time. One more time. Hey, now y'all listen.
Y'all stop, everybody stop. The whole church is marching now. I didn't tell y'all to get up, but y'all obeying the Lord. So you can't tell me God ain't gonna move. Now I'm the beginner of this thing. I'm on number 7. Now when y'all come to number 7 and you walk all the way around, I want you to give God praise like you're about to lose your mind. On number 7. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise him. 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 Hey, I feel the Holy Ghost. All in my feet. All in my hands. I feel him all over me. Yes, Lord. I feel something moving. Stretching out in me. Stretching out in my hands. Stretching out in my feet. Now give God a praise. 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 Hey, yeah, Lord. Give him a praise. 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 Hey. Hey. Hallelujah. All right. You cut off. That's it. That's it. That's it. Now, that's 7. When y'all go back to your seat, I want you to scream, yell, get loud. I'm going to let y'all all get to your seat. Walls about to come down, Sister Cassandra. Walls. You didn't just march for you. You marched for your children. Your children's children. You marched for your relatives. You marched, you marched, you marched. You marched, you marched, you marched. You marched. You marched. You marched. When I count to 3, I said, when I count to 3, you got to get out of yourself. You stop worrying about what it is going to think about you. God told you to get up. I didn't. You done it according to the word of the Lord. Just like Mary said, whatever he say, do that. And God changed the water to wine. God is about to change your water to wine. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, go crazy. Give God praise. 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 Yeah. Hallelujah. Give God praise. Give God praise. The walls, the walls, the walls, the walls, the walls. Some of y'all ain't dancing because you're afraid of what somebody gonna think about you. I bet when you was in the world, you didn't stand like that. You in the church now, you won't walk, come down. I'm gonna give you another chance. Pick them up, put them down. 1, 2, 3, come on, pick them up. Give God a dance. Give God a dance. Come on and step on the devil's head. Stomp 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 on the devil's head. Come on. Come on. Come on. Help me out. Come on. Stop on the devil's head. a breakthrough, a breakthrough, a breakthrough, a breakthrough, a breakthrough. I need some oil. A breakthrough. You know, the Bible said David danced so. Now, I want y'all to dance out your clothes now. But David danced so that people start talking about it. He danced so that people said, you done made yourself crazy. You made yourself look crazy. He said, you don't know that I'm dancing unto the Lord. I ain't dancing to try to prove something to you. But I got a reason I'm dancing. Can I give you some understanding if you don't have it? Your dance represents your healing. You know what you're doing? You said, Lord, it's already done. So I'm going to go ahead and dance about it. My miracle's already done. So I'm going to go ahead and shout about it. I got the victory. They at the Cardinals game shouting every time they get a hit. Well, I'm going to shout tonight because God hit a home run on my behalf. Somebody shout the victory. In the name of Jesus. Victory is yours. Victory is yours.
Oh,
victory
God.
Is yours.
Victory is yours.
Victory is yours. The Lord showed me while you were sitting back here tonight, the fact that you're here is not in vain. God ordained it for you to be here. In the name of Jesus. The devil been riding your back, but he got to get off right now. In the name of Jesus, God, by the power. God, by the power. God, by the power. God, by the power of your anointing. God gives you victory tonight. In the name of Jesus, your tomorrow gonna be better than your yesterday. What the devil meant for your bad, God is turning it around. God is turning it around for your good. I hear the Lord saying, shout about it. Shout about it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and tell him thank you, sister. It's over with. It's over with. Somebody shout, it's over. It's over. Shout it again. Shout it again. It's over. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Deliverance. Total deliverance. Total deliverance. God by your spirit. God by your power. God by your spirit. God bless her tonight. God bless her tonight. Bless her tonight. Bless her tonight. Bless her tonight.